All right, Squizzy Radio, episode 7. I am Gene, the SQ Lover Angel. Isaiah? What? Oh, that's right. Isaiah's not here. Isaiah, mysteriously absent this episode of Squizzy Radio. Not sure what's going on. Rumor has it he got a girlfriend, and nobody's heard from him since. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and do the show as normal. Of course, you won't get that, you know, the witty banter that Isaiah and I usually have going back and forth, which really is the meat of the show, which just goes to show that, you know, I kind of need Isaiah here to do the show, but of course, no one knows where he is. He doesn't answer the phone. No one hangs out with him. I haven't seen him in a couple weeks, and before that time, I hadn't seen him in about a month. And this is, of course, all because he got a girlfriend that, he is completely pussy-whipped by. It's funny, though, because if you confront him with the issue, he'll immediately deny it. He doesn't understand. I don't know. Weird thing. Anyway, episode 7. Isaiah, what have we got? See, that was just habit. I'm sorry. Isaiah's not here. It's just there's an empty chair over there, and it's hurting my heart. All right, we're going to move right on. You may remember the last episode we have. We were talking about geeks and girls. And I am a geek. I'm not a girl. So I can't comment on the second half of that sentence. But, I don't even really know what we were talking about. See, this is so much harder without Isaiah that I really don't even want to do it. So, big news for me, I finally registered for the CPL, Cyber Athlete Professional League of the CPL.com. Huge $270,000 gaming tournament. It takes place twice a year in Dallas, this year at the Gaylord Texan Resort. Brand new place, looking great. It's like a million square feet. It's huge. So I'll be looking forward to that. That's going to take place July 28th through August 1st, if I believe. And I do believe, because I'm a believer. Alright, moving on. I guess, I don't really know. This is a pretty short episode. I'm almost at 3 minutes here. I'm already kind of out of material. Alright, moving on. You may have heard of Uberlito. New, radio program. Got a chance to listen to it, and if you've been listening to it, you know that one, it's amazingly tediously boring. The guy just goes on and on about stuff that nobody cares, and frankly, we've read about already. We don't need his opinion because, frankly, it kind of sucks. So yeah, just I don't know who hosts that program, but I think you should just rape them and their children and their dogs probably. Yeah. Definitely the dogs. Burn the doghouse down. Okay, moving on. Once again, so that's what I say. I say we're moving on. Several times I say it. I haven't really been doing anything, you know, hanging out. You know, tapping chicks. You know, not really, but. I guess we'll go back to, Isaiah not being here. And if you're just joining us, which would be weird. Isaiah is not here. Isaiah is a Peterson. Mysteriously absent. And once again, this is because he has found a girlfriend who has a ranch with horses, which is kind of cool. I like to ride the horses every once in a while, but I have a feeling that it's the riding the girl and not the horses that's, detaining him. Now he says that the girl's father is sort of the shotgun in your face type, but I don't know. This doesn't seem to be stopping him at all. And frankly, I don't care. Where is Isaiah? Where? I mean, he doesn't answer your phone. You can call him several times. He won't answer. If you talk to him about it, apparently he. not gonna respond. May get angry, though. I have heard unsubstantiated reports of anger, and I've been there at one account, at least, of taking home earliness. Not to mention that in the car, both ways, he was talking to his girlfriend. And once again while we were at Adam's house. That's four times in the same night. I don't know if anyone was counting there. Wait a minute, that's only three times. Alright. Anyway. Gene SQ Lover Angel here. Squizzy 7, not really knowing what to talk about. Oh, here's an interesting thing that just happened to me. I go to school. I go to a small podunk private school with about 9 people, and usually I can get away with whatever I want. That's not to say that I take advantage of it, but, well, sometimes I do. Oops, sorry about that. I'm just trying to rub my nose here. Yeah, that's the stuff. Yo. Oh, even better. Alright. As we were talking, this is really good background music, by the way. I'm really digging this, even though as I'm talking I can't hear it because I haven't edited it in. But I'd like you just to take a moment and listen to this. This is nice. Oh, it's the phone. I'm gonna see who it is. And as you can hear it, it's Isaiah! That's quite amazing. I'm gonna go ahead and put the mic up to the phone, or you're gonna hear this.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Nothing. Doing an episode of Squizzy.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, because you're not here, and they want one.
Who?
Yeah, the people that host us, and the fans that we have. In fact, you're live right now.
Oh, really?
I swear to God.
What's up, guys?
You're probably so ridiculously loud that it's just gonna be like... Yeah, I was totally just ragging on you for never being around.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happens when you have a job.
Yeah. I think it's the girlfriend.
It's a little of both.
No, it's the girlfriend. It's all the girlfriend.
No, it's not. I'm close. No, the past 5 days.
No, you've had a job. You had a job. We were still able to do the show.
Yeah, I used to hope it.
Yeah, when you got a girlfriend, suddenly you couldn't do the show.
I didn't say that I couldn't do the show.
Yeah, well, you haven't been around.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. So, I'm doing the show. Hey, I'm glad you called, because I was running out of material.
Oh, yeah.
Talking to myself.
Well, that's what you like to do, talk to yourself.
I do it sometimes, on the toilet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're like, come on, Gene, we can do this.
We'll get through it.
On three now.
Yeah. Get through it as a team is what we're going to do.
That's the decision about me. And I'm on the air right now.
Is this the girl?
Yeah.
In the background?
Uh-huh.
Defaming my show. Hey, guess what? I'm going to CPL.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I signed up.
For painkiller?
Yeah, isn't that gross?
Oh my god, you're such a fag, dude.
No, dude, I'm going. I got the last spot.
You're gonna lose.
I don't care. I'm still going.
You're gonna lose.
I'm gonna win.
You're playing a Super Puzzle Fighter Turbo.
Ooh, that's fun.
And she's continuously raping me, and I don't know why. Because I've been playing this game for years.
Well, I think if you concentrated more on the screen and less on her boobs, that perhaps you would win.
Yeah, that's probably true. It's not my fault. Breasts are very distracting.
It's true they are. It's just one of those things.
Yeah. This is true. Well, what's going on today?
Oh, nothing. Clearly not at school.
Yeah. Good that you're skipping again.
Yeah. It's pretty gay. You want to hear something extremely gay?
Yeah.
You remember the radio program that I was supposed to do for school that I did, like, way a long time ago?
Yeah.
Well, after that, I had to do a newspaper thing, and that's part of the credit. But apparently, because the people that are too stupid to use computers, right. they thought that I put a virus on the disk, and after showing them that they were just stupid and fixing it again, they messed it up again. So it's like 3 weeks late, and of course it's my fault because I put the virus on it, right?
Yeah.
And then, so the person that's self-proclaimed in charge of the class, she's not letting me do the next portion of the class. She's doing it herself because apparently I'm irresponsible.
Clearly.
Yeah, and so that leaves me with a 69 in the class, which means I won't pass it.
Dude, you gotta go down on it to get that extra point.
Dude, you have no idea how disgusting that is.
I mean, come on, how old is she, really?
Well, this is actually a student that's proclaiming herself, and she's fat.
Well, she's fat. How old is she?
I think she's 17.
17.
But
okay.
she might as well be. I mean, think of it as a 17-year-old piece of poo.
Because she's fat doesn't mean you can't get it on with her for the extra point you need to pass.
Oh, I think it does.
I mean, what would Jesus do?
Jesus would not eat her out. He would not do it. Jesus would turn water into wine, give it to her, and get her drunk, and then convince her to up the point.
She's one of those Jedi mind tricks,
yeah. Yeah, these are not the droids you're looking for. Yep. This is not the grade you're going to give me.
Oh, my God.
Well, get back to your girlfriend, you fag.
I'm a fag because I have a girlfriend?
Yes. You're a fag because no one knows where you are ever.
No, you call me. Every time Adam calls me, I do something with
That's
it.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie.
I don't want to hear it.
I was just at his house yesterday.
No, it's not true.
It is. If I don't come over to your place, you'll never call me.
No, I don't want you to come over to my place.
Why?
Because I don't like you.
Oh, okay.
You've forsaken the show. I'm getting yelled at by people. And
you called me. You called me, man. Stop whining.
No, like, no, I don't.
Maybe it's you guys who have disappeared, all right?
No, because what? It's not.
It is. I remember distinctly, you know, when you called me, I came and picked you up and went over to Adam's house.
No.
You called me today, I'm calling you back, seeing what's up.
No, that's not what happened.
I'm tired of your whining.
I'm tired of your whining.
It's you that's disappeared off the face of the earth, my friend.
No, you cannot turn this around. The listeners already know that it's you.
The listeners are deceived.
The listeners are not deceived, because I have been here, and I have been doing the show.
Are you really recording right now?
I swear to God.
Alright, guys, listen up. I got a girlfriend, and everyone stops calling me. It's like, hey, you never want to do anything anymore. Well, you know what? No one else wants to do anything. No one calls me to do stuff, and every time someone calls me to do something, I do something with them. So, I'm tired of this bitching and whining, and you know, frankly, you guys might just be a little bit jealous that I have a girlfriend and something better to do than sit and watch you guys play video games and stuff. Come on.
All right, my response to that is indeed, that was totally off, dude. Come on. We call you all the time. Specifically, Adam calls you all the time. Adam, I heard from Adam's own mouth. This is our good, dear friend, Adam.
Okay.
And he tells me that you never answer the phone ever, that you've called him so many times, and that you never answer the phone. Maybe you have been recently. I don't know. I gave up. After I called you that one time, and mm-hmm. you didn't answer the one time.
He called me, but explain the thing with Adam. Now, Adam, I used to hang out with, what, 3-4 times a week? Well, Adam hasn't had a job in a long time. And recently, hanging out with Adam consists of going to his house, in his bed, and watching him play video games. Why? Because he has no money to do anything. So...
But that, to be honest, that's what you always did.
It, were you able to go, you know, to LAN centers or you can go see a movie or something like that. It's just a matter of weighing, you know, pleasure and pain. It's like, what's more fun for me to do? Go hang out at my girlfriend's fishing and eat steaks and ride horses and...
Which I already discussed with the viewers earlier.
Okay, well, I mean, and that's great. But would I rather be doing that or sitting, watching people play video games? I mean, you tell me, Gene, what would you...
Now, see, I'm with you, but I seem to remember a certain conversation before that said that this, you said that this would never happen to you. You said that you would be the one to lay down the law, and if you wanted to hang out with your friends, that's what you'd be doing. And then I responded to that saying that that's all well and great, but you wouldn't want to hang out with your friends, and you immediately refused that, saying that that was out of the option. And now it's coming true, and I think that's funny.
Well, it's not coming true. I will gladly hang out with you guys if you give me something to do.
I don't want you thinking that, you know, I'm totally against you or yelling at you or anything. I'm just trying to make for good radio, you know.
I understand. It's completely understandable. I mean, Eliza has a girlfriend. He's not hanging out as much, but the simple fact is I can't make out with you guys.
Now, that's a common misunderstanding. In actuality, you can. It's just...
Well, if you'd have told me that before, you would have been on. Every day and night.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, it's just one of those things.
If that's an option, I mean, I'm open to it.
You know, in hindsight, I really shouldn't have picked up the receiver and put you on speakerphone. I could have just talked to you through speakerphone, and that way I would have sounded okay. But I'm not.
Alright. Well, understandable. Do you have any plans later today? Maybe we'll swing by.
No, I kind of skipped school, so I'm not really supposed to do anything, because, you know, I'm sick.
Oh, God. King of Sid. Alright, fine.
Though I would like to meet, you know, the girl that I don't know her name.
Hi.
Oh, yep, that's her.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah,
you gotta tell me the truth. Does she wear a cowboy hat? Because if she does, she's cool.
She has before, yeah.
Alright, she gets points for that.
Have cowboy boots, like leather boots with spurs.
Ooh. That must get, you know, get a little painful when she's riding you.
It would be nice as well.
Yeah,
and she wears it on her belt.
Alright then, well, I guess I think we're going to close this off, because I think the listeners can only take so much of squealing phone.
Alright, fine. Well, I offered, just listeners, you know, just for the record, I have offered to do something today, and Gene has refused me.
Which is not quite unlike what he's been doing to everyone else for months.
It's been 3 weeks, actually. 3 weeks, and I have hung out with Adam on average 2 to 3, possibly even 4 times a week since then. So.
Okay, well, for the record, I would like to say that when we did hang out that one time, how many times were you called by the girlfriend? Or how many times did you talk with her? 4? 5?
2 times. Once on the way there and once at Adams, yeah.
And on the way back.
Well, that was for pure funny purposes.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, 3 times. What's your point, man?
I'm just saying that 3 times in the 3 or maybe 4 hours that we were together. I'm just trying to paint a picture for the listeners.
Well, there is actually a reason behind that. Generally, the calls aren't that frequent, but she was going out of town, and she was calling me, letting me know she arrived safely and such.
No, that's not true.
It is? very good. Well,
yeah, go ride a horse.
I will. And other things.
Hang out with you to make me feel better.
I'm going to have to put flatly refuse that.
Hey, man, I'm open.
Yeah, well, I'll keep it in my list of maybe.
Excellent. All right, well, I apologize to all the listeners for not showing. I hope this Squidgy Radio doesn't suck, since generally the best part of the show, which I believe is, you know, widely accepted to be the complete truth. But, Shpudwinkle to everybody.
Yep.
And, Shpudwinkle to you, Gene, as well.
No, I don't want to hear your Shpudwinkle of doom.
I often do. I'd be over there. I'd be on my way right now.
No, you wouldn't. Now, my dad is ridiculously addicted to 24, actually, and we've watched 8 hours in 2 days.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh.
All right, well, get out of here.
All right, guys. Later.
Bye.
All right. Isaiah Peterson, everyone. That is him. And I'm going to go ahead and spadoinkle this episode right out. I know that was really, really loud, and that I could have done it better if I were actually in here speaking through the speakerphone. Probably would have been a good idea, but, you know, we live and we learn. So I'm going to go ahead and spadoinkle this out. I'm probably going to close with a song that I enjoy. Probably the Bang Bang song from Kill Bill, because I really like that song. All right, everyone. This is Gene, SQ Lover Angel, and Spudoinkle to you all.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, "Remember when we used to play?" Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down. Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang. Till this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye. He didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.